Hey guys, it's Jessica. Sorry I haven't made that many videos lately. I have been fighting this dang sickness that my husband caught on a plane literally 2 weeks ago, and I thought I was getting off scot-free, and it finally beat down my immune system. But I have a huge October coming, so I am really focusing on getting better fast because I'm going to be spending some time with the top leaders in my industry later on this week in California. And then I have a lot of my Dare to Dream team coming to Jacksonville, where we're just going to celebrate, you know, dreams coming true in their life, and just hooking up with a lot of people that decided to go against the status quo and chase their dreams. But anyways, I literally was just driving to my parents' house, and I heard a song that reminded me of a really just time in my life that I learned a lot, but it was also a super painful memory in some ways. And it was when my grandpa was on life support in the hospital. He was an avid athlete and runner his entire life. He was even running still five to seven miles multiple times a week when he actually had a stroke. And he was in the hospital for weeks on end. And I remember the day that we, you know, that everyone had decided to take him off of life support. And in that moment, I had 100% belief that he was gonna just get up out of that hospital bed and he was gonna be Peepo again. And I remember being in this room and I could tell that people were saying goodbye. And I was kind of getting angry in a way, because I'm like, you guys are losing hope. You know, you're losing faith, you're losing your fight. And I wasn't. I had, like I said, 100% belief and hope. And I just knew that he was gonna get up. And he didn't. And from that day, you know, I kind of had a decision to make. I could be angry. I could be confused. I could change the way I operated, meaning, you know, from then forward, maybe decide not to have that hope or that belief or that faith. But that's not to me what life's about. And I will face and do face every situation with hope and faith and belief in the impossible. Because that is what's going to drive you to do what you're going to do in life. So I just want to encourage you, you know, it wasn't meant for him. You know, maybe it was his time. Maybe he wanted to go. But that doesn't change that I'm going to approach every situation and every day believing in the impossible and expecting the unexpected and waking up with hope and conviction that a miracle is going to happen today, that a dream is going to be fulfilled today, that I'm going to have to come up with new dreams because life's going to be so amazing. I'm not going to know what to do. And when you approach life with that attitude and with that expectation, your life will change. So don't be jaded by things that have happened in your past because it will hold you back, but approach each day with confidence that something amazing is waiting for you around the corner and you will do amazing things. I just wanted to share that with you because that song was the song that we listened to. You know, the song I was just listening to in the car was the song we listened to that day in the hospital. And I remembered thinking, you know, from that moment, I could leave that day angry, or I could leave that day hopeful of the next situation going a different way. And I literally had to make a mental decision. So you might have already made that decision and you might have made the wrong decision. So today, just change your mind. Expect the unexpected. Believe in miracles. Wake up each day waiting for your next victory and looking for it. So hopefully that's helpful. Make sure you subscribe below. Shoot me a message if you are interested in learning how to join my Dare to Dream team. I'm telling you, they're an awesome group of people that motivate me to be the best I can be every single day. Shoot me a message, jessica@jessicabowsernelson.com. And I'm going to go inside and see my parents and hopefully get to feeling better. Bye.